Blog Talk Radio.
Like paradise, but life is a gamble, like the roll of a pair of dice. Trying to get checks on the side like a pair of knives. My black skin is beautiful, you palms don't wear it right. Protected by my essence and protected by my weapon. My Bible is a rifle, my Quran is a bomb. To strike down my enemies, my knife is my psalm. God bless your soul, I got your life in my palm. No love for my enemies, God said you'll send to me. Knowledge of myself, you ain't my friend, so don't pretend to be. Turning your cheek, the tyrannies are sending me. My God and my gun, I walk with him, you'll begin to see. The blessings received for fighting white supremacy. My ancestors' energy, I feel them in my energy. I still got vices like rolling up a dime of weed, but I already quit, I need to breathe when it's time to bleed. By any means you could dream to protect the seed, because my GUN was given to me by my GOD. My holy bullet, leaving you holy, put it to your grill. You'll be killed if old mine and your Tony pulling your pale skin. Bullets wet you up like well skin. This white man is devil, I'ma send you to hell then. I'm working on my aim, no more thinking like a slave. With my God and my gun, I'ma put you in the grave. I rise like the sun with my God and my gun. I walk with him hand in hand like father and son. My God told me stand strong, never told me to run. My gun to my enemies, one squeeze and you're done. I rise like the sun with my God and my gun. I walk with him hand in hand like father and son. My God told me stand strong, never taught me to run. My gun to my enemies, one squeeze and you're done. I'm praying as I'm spraying, automatics never laying. Down to the cracker, I'm attacking all Caucasians. Bullets make you drop like salat. All limbs, I'm blazing. Arm, leg, leg, arm, head. Allah is the greatest, got no love for the sand. Cracker, the slave, trade, and rapist. If you think I don't know the truth, you sadly mistaken. 600 AD, the Arab invasion of the African continent. Man, the battle stations start the African jihad. The time to start chasing, yeah, you really gon' need God. AR's arm, aiming, hand to God, can't reach y'all. Chaos cause changes, freedom fighters could never die. We all God's angels. I rise like the sun with my God and my gun. I walk with him hand in hand like father and son. My God told me stand strong, never taught me to run. My gun to my enemies, one squeeze and you're done. I rise like the sun with my God and my gun. I walk with him hand in hand like father and son. My God told me stand strong, never taught me to run. My gun to my enemies, one squeeze and you're done.
The reason why I chased them from Uganda was because of the economy of Uganda. Uganda was going to be bankrupt. That is the reason why I chased away the Israelis.
I forget about you.
They insured the ships, they paid for the whips, they funded the expeditions, they paid for the trips. And they talk about genocide, they funded our Holocaust. They screaming out Mazel Tov from throwing the Molotov. Hit you in your noggin, now your yarmulke falling off. It's Yahweh or the highway, you'll be dead when the shot is far. When the shots hit your chest, it'll burn like Bacardi Dark. Return of the Falasha, kill the white Jew and Pasa. Because you lack the matzah to deal with my people proper. Now you gon' have to deal with this bleeping shotgun, the slumlord. The moment you see me, you know you done for. You even see my face on your TV, you better run for it. The evil Hebrew, unequal, you claim to be the chosen people. The wrath of God come to see you. No respect for Israel, you criminals set the colony. You hit me cause I'm speaking the truth, you try to silence me.
I believe in my God and in my gun. And you say, well, you don't really believe in God if you believe in the gun. I believe in God and my gun. And I pray that he will bless you and shoot straight when it's time to shoot.
Malcolm Garvey Huey.
Dedicated to all political prisoners.
Life was like a movie study. Malcolm Garvey Huey. Malcolm Garvey Huey.
It's James Malcolm the Green, James
Huey. Life was like a movie.
Rainbow Mia.
I die, I organize. Everything I do's revolutionize. I build what's good for the whole damn hood. Study G's like these really think you should. I study Malcolm Garvey Huey. Malcolm Garvey Huey. Marcel Cody with the Uzi. Listening to Fela Kuti. I'm a goon with the machete. Especially if it's jelly, got the Santos for the Hexy to protect me, so respect me. This is heavy, legendary, revolutionary. My wifey, she resurrect me when they thought they had me buried. Took me out the cemetery, now it's family over every. Cause that's all that's necessary to avoid the commissary. I'ma live for you five, so I stop getting high. If you know, then you recognize it's that black and brown pride. It's the power of the mind, RBG, God divine. You can see through the lies if you could read between the lines. I live, I die, I organize everything I do, revolutionize. I build what's good for the whole damn hood. Study G's like these really get you should.
Study
Malcolm Garvey Huey. Study Malcolm Garvey Huey. Malcolm Garvey Huey.
Malcolm Garvey Huey. Bungie Bobby packing Tookie. Sitting by the door so you can say I'm acting spooky. Just like in the movie, son, you better pack your toolie. Niggas switch be acting fruity, you'll be cracking like they pookie. Rather smoke a doobie than be burning and eluding. Bang bang, pig shooting. We should blame Rudy Julie. Yanny for the camera, shine a white and nose candy. Let you banging on the system, you a gangster wearing panties. RBG, my family from the Bronx to Miami. Police cannot stand me, Pacquiao like a Manny. Call me little Bobby Hutton, cause I'm first to push the button. Rappers don't be saying nothing to the system, we say fuck them. This is for Nahanda, Mama C, Mama Akua. All the real OGs, I'm a soldier, cause you told me study Malcolm Garvey. Huey, Malcolm Garvey Huey, Malcolm Garvey Huey, young reporting in the duty.
Sticky, icky, yours truly here for duty. Don DeVino, M.A. Uno, you know how we drop the jury. This is real, not a movie, not Mickey, Donald, Goofy. I'm a soldier, I avoid a bitch nigga like the cootie.
School face in a hoodie.
Fresh pair of khakis, we could do this like we fam. Or go to war like the Apache. For whatever, I stay ready. I learned that in Tallahassee. Baba Toon, they used to school me as a juvie. Skipping classes, never let the system use me. My duty is my passes. Watch the homies in your army. They don't always show their badges. Keep your family living healthy, teach your children about their blackness. Teach your wifey how to use the ratchet. This shit is classic. Get your food, clothes, and shelter. Fuck the system, pimp it backwards. I ain't hating, I'm just saying. If you wanna be a rapper, study
Malcolm Garvey Huey. Malcolm Garvey Huey, study Malcolm Garvey Huey. Malcolm Garvey Huey, study Malcolm Garvey Huey. Malcolm Garvey Huey, study Malcolm Garvey Huey. Malcolm Garvey Huey.
A tactical approach is designed to get certain.
Peace, 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 peace from Black Power Family. Welcome to the Black Survival and General Civilization class. Broadcasting live every Wednesday on Dude Knowledge Radio. It's my honor and my privilege at this time to introduce the summer, present to others, the National Minister of Defense of the Black Riders Liberation Party, my brother, my heir like, and the true and living God, Minister King Samir Shabazz. Black Power.
Black power, black power, black motherfucking power. The white man is and will always be the motherfucking devil. Black power to all of the black gods and goddesses of the planet Earth and the entire universe. I'm going to get right down to this shit. I'm not going to play around, dilly-dally, and fucking tiptoe through the damn tulips today. Yes, I'm feeling some kind of way today. Because black people still ain't got our damn acts together. Black people are still waiting, twiddling their damn thumbs, praying to a holy cracker Christ, or, pardon me, an unholy cracker Christ. You got all these damn agents, all these damn provocateurs, all these damn naysayers, all of these damn rumor mongers, all of these damn fake-ass wannabes, all of these damn fake-ass trying-to-bes. But this is the day of reckoning. This is the day of judgment. Well, to another class of black survival and black civilization. This ain't no damn show. This ain't no damn event. This is nowhere to come just to get your little thrills off. This is the place to come for your survival. This is the direct place to come to save your black asses. So while you're walking around with your devils on your arms, while you're walking around with the graham cracker Negroes on your arms, while you're walking around with the goddamn agents on your arms, while you're walking around with the motherfucking police on your arms, this is the day of reckoning. This is the day of judgment. So for all you niggas, each and every one of you punk-ass police-calling niggas, let me make this very goddamn clear. In revolution, there is no love for your motherfucking enemies. In revolution, there is no love for the motherfucking police. There is no love for white folks. Cracker babies to the damn cracker elders. There is no love for those who are out here perpetrating a goddamn fraud. There is no love. There is no honor. There is no damn respect for you coon-ass, coward-ass, police-loving niggas. I'm going to say it as I say it every single week. Fuck the police. Don't like it? Hang up your goddamn phones. Fuck the white man. Fuck the white woman. Fuck white children. Fuck white old folks. Fuck white dogs, white cats, white rats. If it's white, goddammit, fuck it. Don't like what I'm saying? Hang up your damn phone. Welcome to the Black Survival and Civilization class. I hope you got your pens and pads out today. I hope you are ready and prepared for class today. Because in order to get prepared for warfare, for disaster, for going against the norm, hell, you got to be prepared for the simplest of things, such as coming to class with a damn pen and a pad. This is to help you psychologically to be on time with time. to be prepared, to always be ready at the drop of a dime. I live this 24/7. Always on call. I'm always ready to go. I'm always ready to put my foot up a cracker's ass. I stay ready. I don't sleep. I don't get no damn sleep. My brain does not allow me to just take it down. It's emphatically impossible for me to do. Some of y'all might call it, as a white man calls it, insomnia. I call it ready for whatever. Fred Hampton was murdered while he was asleep in his bed with his beautiful black wife, pregnant at the time with Fred Jr. Huh? But a nigga, a cop-loving nigga, put Fred to sleep. Yes, he did. Kool-Aid was made. You know, back then, we loved our damn Kool-Aid. Come on now. Don't act like you ain't never drink none. Some of y'all drinking some right now that your white bitch made for you. Stop playing yourself. Fred was put to sleep by a chemical put into his drink by a no-good, snitch-ass nigga. And Fred Hampton was murdered in his bed. Many others have been murdered, not only in their beds, in their homes, in their vehicles, some on the damn airplane, some on the train, some on the bus. But we can't get caught slipping today. We gotta always be on point. We cannot get caught slipping today. We always have to be on point. So when you're out here, when you're out here in the battlefield, that's right, the battlefield. Because the moment you step outside of your front door of your home or your apartment, or even if you're in a cardboard damn box, even if you're in a tent, the moment you step out of that edifice, the moment you step out of your circumference, you are walking in a battlefield. And until we start to understand this, black man and black woman, you will never see yourself at war. Which means police can continuously shoot the hell out of us. The white man can continuously do to the black race whatever the hell he decides to do. Why? Because he already has calculated most of these punk-ass niggas ain't gonna do nothing but march, sing, and do a little damn jig. That's all. Your jig may be a little bit deeper than the next jig, but nigga, you're still jigging. The white man is killing, and we still jigging. The white man is slaughtering. We still talking. We still drinking Heinekens with crackers on the damn job. We still running around talking about some goddamn all lives matter. Some of you silly niggas is running around saying blue lives matter. But yet, But yet, we have yet stand up. Now, to those individuals who's been popping pigs off in the head while they eat their stale-ass jelly donut, while they sitting in their car, while they at home with their families, I'm going to send a strong black power salute to all of you, male and female, that slaughtered a peck of wood and put the pig on the barbecue stick. You deserve an honor during Black August. So this is a tribute to you, soldiers, for all of those who have taken the head of a cracker. Listen, man, I don't play no goddamn games, and I don't care about nobody's damn feelings. We got to start paying homage to those who are truly putting the damn work in, dead or alive, man. So this is a tribute to the true and living cracker killers. I'm not talking about these niggas who still fantasizing. I'm not talking about these niggas who still running around wishing, hoping the Azalean People's Liberation Army, APLA, is related to all of my APLA comrades. I am a 4-star general in the Azalean People's Liberation Army. You damn right. I'm talking about those who fought in Africa. Killing crackers everywhere the hell we found them. I'm talking about those who has run crackers off their so-called own damn land in Africa. Now the tables have turned on this white man. Now he's in Africa, landless, crying and boo-hooing, pleading to America and Great Britain for help. But let's look at it, you damn devil. Look at the millions upon millions upon millions of African faces that have been dismembered, that has been dislodged, or so-called left homeless in Africa. The last I checked, and correct me if I'm wrong on this knowledge, but there's 196,940,000 square miles of the planet Earth. So, original man, how the fuck are you homeless? We own the entire universe, goddammit. How are you homeless when this is your home, black man? This is your home, black woman. How are you homeless? How are we homeless? We are homeless because we have lost the knowledge of ourselves. So you don't know where your home is. You don't know how much is your home. Damn it, you own the whole entire universe. Not just a planet. We own the entire universe and all 9 planets in it. Stop letting this damn cracker take credit for everything. And some of y'all just give the cracker credit. You know how? when you start playing provocateur. When you start lying on a consistent basis and trying to justify your fucking lies. You don't even realize playing in the hands of J. Edgar Hoover. I want y'all to think about this for a minute. Because I'm going to say this. I got a hell of a lot of fucking agents around me. Whether you're a paid agent or just too damn stupid to be paid. And some of y'all don't even realize you're an agent. Because you're that comfortable in helping white supremacy grow. And I'm talking to some of you conscious niggas. Some of you revolutionary niggas. Agent as hell.
Yo, peace, G, you there?
I'm here, God. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, G.
All right. But I know who you niggas are. I know exactly who you niggas are. Smile in my damn face. And run to the damn white man behind my back. I know exactly who you punk ass niggas are. And I'm gonna tell you right here on Due to Knowledge Radio, kill your fucking self. Because I don't give a damn about you. I pray that Allah casts his supreme judgment on your asses. Don't worry. We're going to talk about some survival tonight. I know y'all shaking in your boots right now. Wondering, your blood is boiling, you're itching and twitching right now. Praying. But you know what? I know who you niggas are. I know exactly who you niggas are. So you keep on reporting in to the white man. You keep on calling the police. You keep on with your goddamn lies and rumors and deceitfulness. Because this is what devils do. This is what devils do. So when you partake in devilish behavior, hell, you have become an agent for the devil. I don't give a damn how you see it. When you start running off your goddamn mouth, getting on damn social media, running off at your damn lips, just lying your way through, huh? You know what the hell I'm talking about. This is real talk, man. Damn it, it's agents everywhere I look. I've been set up. I've been goddamn had assassination attempts. And so much other stuff that I'm really not even going to talk about. The sad thing is, all of this has come from people I know. It comes from people I've soldiered with, people I've ate dinner with, people I've loved and cared about. Come goddamn provocateurs for white America against me. And you think, you think that you're going to be victorious? Niggas, you have lost your goddamn, the little bit of African mind that you had. You completely lost it. If you think for 1 minute King Samir Shabazz will be defeated by you or the likes of any motherfuckers like you, ain't no police gonna stop me. Ain't no damn Department of Justice gonna stop me. Ain't no fucking CIA gonna stop me. Ain't no damn FBI gonna stop me. God damn it, we can say that name all the fucking alphabets all day. You won't win against me. Because I'm a soldier. And this is one battle your ass is not ready for. So you keep playing your little goddamn coon-ass games. And one day, as the lessons talk about, the sword of justice will be touching your goddamn heads. And I'm going to watch it roll down the goddamn street in the name of black justice. I've done nothing but sacrifice and more sacrifice and more damn sacrifice and more damn sacrifice. And I've got nothing in return. And I don't ask for anything. But somehow you silly niggas find it in your savage hearts to start lies and spread your weak-ass rumors against me. And some of you niggas are so damn silly, you fall for it. You fall for it. So you mean to tell me anybody can say anything about King Samir and you niggas believe it? So I have to now question your loyalty. Not to me, I have to question your loyalty to Khaled Abdul Muhammad. I have to question your loyalty to Marcus Messiah Garvey. I have to question your fucking loyalty to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Harriet Tubman. And all of our warrior ancestors, I gotta fucking question your loyalty. Because it is that damn easy for you niggas to start some bullshit rumors and lies. And if it's that damn easy for you silly ass niggas to believe it, God damn it, I gotta question everything about you. And I'm gonna say it, and a lot of you niggas, brothers and sisters, is phony as hell. A goddamn fraud, man. Running around here in the name of RBG, you're a fucking fraud. But there's coming a day. Oh, that glorious day, it's on its way when we gonna deal with you motherfuckers. If you ain't just by now, welcome to the Black Survival Show. But some of you niggas need to really die. And I'm gonna say it, I don't give a damn. Some of you niggas need to die. And that's real talk. Because a lot of you motherfuckers is in the way of true, sincere liberation. You niggas just want to wave a damn flag. Look cute. You want to talk it, but goddammit, you ain't ready to kill nothing. You so willing to die all the goddamn time. Well, how about we get ready to fucking kill sometimes? Everybody want to die. Everybody want to die for the revolution. I don't want to fucking die. I want to kill me some goddamn peckerhoods. Don't you? Raise your lying black hands. Because I know you're lying right now. No, I know you're lying. Let a cocker walk up to you and smile. Guess what your coon ass going to do? Smile back. Oh, yes, you will. Because you're that fucking retarded. Cocker smile, you smile back. Teeth every goddamn where. Teeth you ain't even have is showing. You scared of this goddamn devil. Y'all ain't ready for no damn revolution. So stop fooling yourself. Because you damn sure ain't fooling me. I mean freedom. I want freedom. And I'm not going to fucking die for it. Because before these motherfuckers assassinate me or try once again this year, guess what? Some of y'all are going night-night. I want to kill for my freedom. I don't want to be under no damn ground talking about I'm free now. What kind of damn sense does that make? I want to watch a cracker's damn head roll down this hill while I'm standing out in these woods right now. Just roll down the damn hill, hitting all the little tree branches and the stumps. And I'm standing at the top of the hill with my sword and my machete raised high in the air with my black fist. Watching this damn Peckerwood's child's head roll down the fucking hill. Y'all ain't ready for no damn revolution. Talking too damn much. Know how I know? Some of y'all still ain't even got a fucking survival kit as long as I've been teaching this class. Don't tell me you want to be free. Some of y'all don't even own a goddamn gallon of water in your house. Since I've been teaching this class. So don't tell me you want to be free. Some of y'all still questioning me about what goes in a damn bug out bag. God damn it, you don't want to be free. How you want to be free if you've done nothing towards your own freedom? But boot licking kowtow. Waiting on Empire to come the fuck on every week. Waiting on a new episode of Love and Shit Up. Those niggas don't want to be free. You want to be comfortable. You want this cracker to mentally massage your damn forehead. That's what you want. You want white love. You want a white Jesus. You want white heaven with white chicken wings. You want a white bitch laying next to you in the bed. That's what y'all want. You want some cracker taking care of you. In the name of revolution. Tell your damn self. We're going to take a small two-song break. Right back with you.
I won't deny it, I'm a straight rider. You don't wanna fuck with me. Got the police busting at me, but they can't do nothing to me.
They like, that's what they screaming as they drill me, but I'm off the kill. So open fire, so you Hell no.
That's
yeah,
right.
Let's go.
These boys would have been with my
Night of Front.
Yelling the dream.
Tahir RBG.
Yeah.
Let's go. I can't shake it loose. This the hate that hate produced. I'm here to break the noose and fight the devil. Ain't no truth. Raise it another level. Shame the devil. Say the truth. And look him in his eye when the enemy facing you. I can't shake it loose. This the hate that hate produced. I'm here to break the noose and fight the devil. Ain't no truth. Raise it another level. Shame the devil. Say the truth. And look him in his eye when the enemy facing you. You pink, pale skin beast. I hate your red, white, and blue. And cool, crunch, clan sheep. I hate your president, your senate, and your campaign speech. I hate the British and the Romans and the goddamn Greeks. It's no peace, yeah. Moral persuasion doesn't work with Caucasians. You speak his language through violence with guns blazing. So what I'm saying, negotiating with Satan, it's a waste of time. You out your African mind. Gonna make these devils pay for every single crime ever committed. Cracker, you did it, now it's time to die. I spray the ratchet, I blat it, no moving backwards. I'm sending bullets at crackers and all faggots. Forward is the motion. Killing devils on different levels, concocting potions to stop them from encroaching. On our way of life, I got a knife to slit his throat quick. Get my people hyped, cause what I write is always dopeness focused. I can't shake it loose, this the hate that hate produced. I'm here to break the noose and fight the devil, ain't no truth. Raise it another level, shame the devil, say the truth. And look him in his eye when the enemy's facing you. I can't shake it loose, this the hate that hate produced.
Just the hate you
I'm here to break the noose and fight the devil, ain't no
truth.
Raise it another level, shame the devil,
don't be
say the truth.
Now.
And look him in his eye when the enemy's facing you.
Take a step in my lane, I'm projecting the pain. Visions and pictures in my veins of us tortured and slain. So many sons and daughters slaughtered, some known and a name. Bringing my eye to the situation is why I came. I shake every pet nation, go exterminate. Marcus Garvey, Mugabe, politic, run them all away. KP archetype methodology, how the gods play. Try life and I don't play. Kill these crackers in broad day. Enter the scene, got them clean and watch me swerve at it. Big juju in my pocket. I ain't worried about it. That goes for grown-ups to babies. Salute my Baba Khaled, Muhammad. We solid. I call for violence. It's very valid. Yeah, murder these devils. It's divine order. We opposites. I reject the mixing like all the water. Africa for Africans. Representing them world strong. I say shut them borders down and let us get a purge on.
I can't shake it loose. This the hate that hate produced. I'm here to break the noose and fight the devil. Ain't no truth. Raise it another level. Shame the devil. Say the truth. And look him in his eye when the enemy facing you. I can't shake it loose. This the hate that hate produced. I'm here to break the noose and fight the devil. Ain't no truth. Raise it another level. Shame the devil.
The
say the truth. And look him in his eye when the enemy's facing you.
This ain't no kumbaya vibe. My yasa is a war cry. That's my war cry. Double H fam and it's wartime. Devils want it all. What's peaceful coexistence? Answer separation. He's violently resistant. Coupe tech, bullet car. Hit the deck when bullets fly. The devil won't change. And needs to be euthanized. The stupidness, foolish minds. You will get, use your blind. Suicide. Trust in this cracker is suicide. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, you know the play. That peace talk is juvenile and really don't hold no weight. Fighting hate with love sounds great in theory, but never ever ever worked in history. Name one place that this cracker went. Name one place that this cracker left alone. I bet that they was war prone. Keep a peace in your wardrobe and know the world's a war zone.
Can't shake it loose, this the hate that hate produced. I'm here to break the noose and fight the devil, ain't no truth. Raise it another level, shame the devil, say the truth. And look him in his eye when the enemy's facing you. I can't shake it loose, this the hate that hate produced. I'm here to break the noose and fight the devil, ain't no truth. Raise it another level, shame the devil, say the truth. And look him in his eye when the enemy's facing you.
Black power, we're black,
And I want to say, survival is mandatory. Our survival is mandatory. As I always say, even the very need for survival, and you've already lost. The main objective is to be free. Freedom and complete independence. Complete freedom and complete independence. I made a statement last week, and it seems like some people don't understand. It seems like some people still want to be tied down to this cracker somehow, some way. The statement I made last week was this. I made a declaration completely off the grid. And so far, for the past 4 months, I have pretty much been living off the grid. This is why I continuously talk about the psychological aspect of survival. Because some of y'all are not ready. Some of y'all think it's just to come out in the woods and have a good old camping trip. I'm sorry to bust your damn bubble, but this ain't camping. There is a difference, I'm going to say it as I always say it, there is a difference between survival and camping. You can call it what the hell you want. But it takes a hell of a mindset. It takes a hell of a mind state. To completely live off grid. This means no rent. No damn electric bill. No gas bill. No water bill. Damn it. And if I can find me a black man that can hook me up with a cell phone I don't have to pay a bill to the white man's technology, damn it, outside of this cell phone, I'm completely off-grid. And it takes a hell of a mind state to deal with this. See, because I can no longer talk about being free. I can no longer talk about black people getting free and we still paying the white man to live every single day. Oh, yes, you are. He's a smart nigga. I ain't paying the white man. The hell you ain't, fool. I said last week, I will no longer just give my money away to the white man for the resources that has already been given to us by nature. I'm tired of these damn slumlords. I'm tired of going down to always have to handle some BS about the damn bills. Damn light being turned off for $20, $10, $5. I know y'all been through it. Water get cut off for damn $25. Cable cut off, this cut off, that cut off, because the white man feels like cutting you off. Because he know you ain't going to do nothing but pay it, nigga. talk all that black power freedom talk you want, nigga. You gonna take your ass right on down to that building and pay that damn bill. Listen, man, I'm talking about real freedom here. It's kind of awkward saying we're revolutionaries, but we still paying the white man every single day just to live. How you a revolutionary? Uh-oh. Uh-oh. So I'm putting it out there. How you a revolutionary still paying a white man to live every day? Under his luxuries. That math ain't adding up to me. And I'm very good at math, but that shit ain't adding up to me. So King Samir Shabazz has decided to live off-grid. No, I'm not paying no damn cracker to live in a house he so-called owns. You devil. I'm not paying no damn high-ass electric bill every single month. I'm not paying no high-ass gas nor water bill every single month. So I'm out here with the goddamn mosquitoes. Huh? I'm out here with the big-ass black snakes. I'm out here with the big, extra-big locusts. Big-ass black beetles. Huh? I'm out here with a damn teepee tent. A lean-to tarp shelter, a pop-up tent, a damn handmade teepee chair, another A-frame chair, I mean. Get up in the morning, collect my firewood every day for the day. Build my fire pit. Keep the pit going to keep the damn bugs down. These damn mosquitoes ain't no joke out here. Huh? Ain't no air conditioning out here. Hell you mean. Ain't nothing but hot-ass sun and big-ass bugs. And that's where I'm at. Live. Right here on Do the Knowledge Radio. Getting my mind right. Getting my spirit right. Because while y'all still sitting at home, twerking and jerking, just enjoying the everyday luxuries this cracker has given to you for a fee, for a monthly fee, I'm out here training. Getting myself mentally prepared, physically prepared, and spiritually prepared, and psychologically prepared to deal with what's about to go down in just a few damn days. Because as I've been telling y'all since December 23rd, 2015, the white man is going to force us to unite, and he's going to force us to fucking survive. This cracker is going to force you to do it because he's not going to feed you. He's no longer going to clothe you. He's no longer going to educate you. He's no longer going to entertain you. He's no longer going to spoil you. He's going to continue to rob you and kill you. Don't love us. Some of you niggas so silly, you think Hillary Clinton, that bitch, is going to get us out of this condition? You think this old waving dry prune face whore is gonna get us out of this? And some of y'all truly believe that, like you believe in goddamn Santa Claus. Clinton is nothing but a white bitch. Whore of America. Tell her I said so. Well, I'm sure since the FBI is listening, I'm sure they'll let her know I said so. Oh, you a damn fool if you think the FBI ain't listening. You a goddamn fool if you think they ain't listening. I'm glad you motherfuckers are listening. Kill yourself, too. Just blow your damn brains out. And let me let you in on a little secret, motherfuckers. You don't put fear in my heart. You don't even make my eyes blink. So you keep coming with all your little come-ons. Keep sending your fucking agents and provocateurs at me. Keep sending them. And I'm going to keep firing them back at your ass. I'm a black rider. You don't want to fuck with me. Let us move on. I want to talk about a few things. This is going to be a short class. I'm not going to keep y'all long tonight. First thing I want to talk about is, this is survival now, family. Everybody can, y'all can come on back to your phone. Y'all can come on back now. It's all right. Woo! Listen. When bugging out and you're out here in the woods and you're looking for a location, let's start with that. Let's start with something so simple as looking for a location, things you want to pay attention to, okay? You definitely want to watch over your head while you're walking through the woods. You don't want to make a whole lot of ruckus. You kind of want to be as quiet as you possibly can. But, of course, you're out in the woods. You're going to be walking over twigs and branches and bushes and all types of stuff. All right, that's peace. Attention to your surroundings. Pay attention to your surroundings at all times. Don't get comfortable just because you think, oh, ain't nothing out here, ain't nothing going to bother me. And that moment will be the moment something comes at your ass. So what you need to do is be prepared. So you pay attention to what's around you. I'm walking through this trail right now. And there's a certain part of this trail I have not walked yet. But I'm walking it now. And I'm seeing a lot of things that could have been useful to me while I'm out here. Could have been. I'm noticing big, extremely big tunnels in the ground, which is now letting me know there's some big-ass animals out here in the ground. And I need to be paying extra close attention to where I'm walking, because you could walk right into a snake hole. See? Out here lollygagging, hum-dumbing, hum-dinging, just thinking everything is good and walk right into a damn snake pit. So you must be mindful at all times when you're out here. Even if you're just collecting wood, you have to be mindful on where you are putting your hands grabbing wood. You could be putting your damn hand right into snake heaven. See? You're moving certain logs and things. You got to be careful with that. Don't get cocky. Because the moment you get cocky, that is when you lower your defenses. And the moment you lower your defenses, that is when you have a problem. Always pay attention to your surroundings. Always do the knowledge to your surroundings. That's why it's best. I'm gonna give you all a tip. That's why it's best to have some kind of stick, walking stick in your hand. If you ever watch some of these survival shows, and you see these crackers walking out through the woods, and they got a stick or a cane or some type of weaponry in their hand. Why do they have a stick in their hand or a cane or a big spear or something? It's a defense mechanism. See? Because you could be walking, and just the sound of your stick fumbling around in the bushes, okay, could make possible threats to you run away. For instance, if you're walking and you've got a stick in your hand and you're just walking through the woods and you're hearing all this noise that you ain't making, it's a damn snake in the air here. Okay? So your stick could be useful, just like a blind man uses his cane. Okay? That stick could become a deterrent. Like I'm out here right now in a big-ass rock pile. I've never seen this rock pile before. Because, again, I'm walking a whole new area on where I am that I have yet to touch. But now I'm touching it. Live on the Black Survival Show. And, yes, I have a stick in my hand, a big-ass stick. But as I'm walking through, I'm using the stick as my walker. Not just to help me walk, but I'm using the stick to make noise, okay, to make a deterrent to any critters or any possible predators that could try to attack me that I might not be able to see right away. Okay? So when you're looking for a location, pay attention to your surroundings, okay? Pay very close attention. In looking for a location, you want to look for flat ground. You don't want to set up on inclines or, you know, stuff like that. Because what will happen is when it rains, and you definitely don't want to set up at the bottom of an incline, because when it rains, what's going to happen? All that water is coming straight to you. So your tent going to be wet, whatever you sleep in, everything going to be soaking wet, right? So you want to look for a stable ground, common ground, flat land. Set up on top of the hill if you can. You don't want to set up, again, on a sloped land unless you absolutely have no choice. But then there are certain ways you have to do that. And next week when we talk about shelters, and different land terrains. We'll get into that. So make sure you're not setting up near a snake pit, on a snake pit, stuff like that. You might want to actually clear your area out before you even set up your shelter. Clear out your area, down some of the trees, and remove some of the debris. Okay? When I came out here to set up, and I'm looking all around and walking and walking and walking and searching and searching and more goddamn walking and walking and more searching. Trust me, it took me a damn minute to find this. But I found it. And I'm happy where I'm at. But my location, I'm on top of a hill. So when it rained, all the water just flows right on down the hill. But I also know what's around me. Okay? You got to pay attention. Pay attention. So when you're setting up the shelter, you don't want to have a whole bunch of stuff in the way. You don't want to have a whole bunch of chaos in your area. So you may have to cut down a few trees to give yourself some more room. Well, if that's what you got to do, make it happen, Captain. I'm looking at some damn trees I cut down about 2 or 3 days ago. But I'm waiting on them to dry out so I can do certain things with them. Make spears and spike traps and all types of stuff. You got to utilize what's around you. That is survival. I put up a new video on my YouTube page, Hanif Black, and I would really like for y'all to check out the Black Survival videos I've been doing. And every day I add something new to my setup, to my circumference. Because I'm constantly building. I'm constantly thinking. And I'm making my own comfortability. Man, I've been finding all types of stuff out here. Word. So I call them gifts from nature. Somebody knew I was coming. And they knew I was going to need the stuff they was leaving out here. And it took me a minute to find some of these things, but I wasn't looking for them specifically, just walking and just finding different things. So you got to make use of what's around you. Your location, you should have some type of concealment, unless it's no other option. But make your concealment. Make your camouflage, which is the next degree I want to get into. Camouflage. Very important. I want to talk about camouflage just for a little minute, and then we're going to ride out. Because I want you to understand the importance of camouflage. In a survival situation, especially in a hostile environment, you may find it necessary to camouflage yourself, your equipment, and your movement. Effective camouflage may mean the difference between survival and capture by the enemy. Let me read that part to you again. Effective camouflage may mean the difference between survival and capture by the enemy. camouflage and movement techniques such as stalking will also help you get animals for food using primitive weapons and primitive skills. This is why if you look at certain tribes, they wear certain things that represent their tribe. The hunters would wear certain colors because they understand the animals that they're hunting, you got to be concealed. You don't want your damn deer knowing your location, and you expect the damn deer to still walk up to your location, and you're just giving yourself away. No. When camouflaging yourself, consider the certain shapes are particular to humans. The enemy will look for these shapes, the shape of a hat, the shape of a helmet, the shape of black boots can give you away. Animals know and run from the shape of a human silhouette. What did I just say? Even a damn animal ain't that dumb. Break up your outline by placing small amounts of vegetation from the surrounding area you are in your uniform, in your equipment, and your headgear. Try to reduce any shine from skin or equipment. Blend in with the surrounding colors and simulate the texture of your surroundings. Shape and outline. Changing the outline of weapons and equipment by tying vegetation or strips of cloth onto them. Make sure the added camouflage does not hinder the equipment's operation. When hiding, cover yourself and your equipment with leaves, grass, or local debris. Now, if you go on my YouTube page, I made a A-frame debris shelter. Camouflaged it so well that you would just think it's just a big-ass bush tree. But when you watch the video and see how it was done, then you would understand. You would have a better view on camouflage. Conceal any signaling devices you have prepared, but keep them ready for use. Color and texture. Each area of the world and each climatic condition, Arctic, winter, temperate, jungle, swamp, and desert, has color patterns and textures that are natural for that area. Now, would you wear a damn desert camouflage uniform in an Arctic area that you ain't going to be seen or exposed? So if you ain't goddamn Alaska in the ice and the damn snow, then you will want to wear your camouflage that reflects the same coloring as your surroundings. Pretty damn simple. Color is self-explanatory. Texture defines the surface characteristics of something when looking at it. For example, surface textures may be smooth, rough, rocky, leafy, or many other possible combinations. So use color and texture together to camouflage yourself effectively. It makes little sense to cover yourself with dead brown vegetation in the middle of a large grassy field. Similarly, it would be useless to camouflage yourself with green grass in the middle of a desert or a rocky area. To hide and camouflage movement in any specific area of the world, you must take on the color and the texture of the immediate surroundings. Natural or man-made materials to camouflage yourself. A few examples include camouflage paint, charcoal from burned paper or wood, mud, grass, leaves, strips of cloth or burlap, pine boles, and camouflage uniforms. Cover all your areas of the exposed skin, including your face, hands, neck, and ears. If you're going to use camouflage paint, charcoal, or mud to camouflage yourself, cover areas that stick out more and catch more light. Your forehead, your nose, your cheekbones, your chin, your ears. You will use darker colors on those areas. Cover other areas, particularly recessed or shaded areas around the eyes, under the chin, with lighter colors. Be sure to use an irregular pattern because you want it to blend. Okay? You don't want to be like the cracker just coming out with a whole black face and thinking somebody ain't going to notice your ass. White man, we know you a peck of wood. So what you want to do is be sure to use an irregular pattern and attach vegetation from the area of strips of cloth of the proper clothing to the clothing and the equipment. If you use vegetation, replace it as it wilts away. Because once you start picking bushes and stuff like that from the roots or its stems, eventually they're going to wilt. So you can't be running around here with some damn dried up leaves from 3 weeks ago and you in a whole damn desert talking about you camouflage. No, you got to get fresh vegetation. Keep your camouflage fresh. As you move through an area, be alert to the color changes and modify your camouflage colors as necessary. I want to talk about movement very quickly, and then we're going to be movement and noise. And then we're going to in this class session. Movement, especially fast movement, attracts attention. If possible, avoid movement in the presence of an enemy. If capture appears imminent in your present location and you must move, move away slowly, making as little noise as possible. Remember, I just told y'all this earlier. By moving slowly in a survival situation, you decrease the chance of detection and conserve energy that you may need for long-term survival or long-distance evasion. When moving past obstacles, avoid going under them. If you must climb over an obstacle, keep your body level with its top to avoid silhouetting yourself. Do not silhouette yourself against the skyline when crossing hills or ridges. When you are moving, you will have difficulty detecting the movement of others. Stop frequently, listen, and look around slowly to detect signs of hostile movement, whether it be animal, whether it be crackers, take a little while. Do the knowledge to the scenery around you. Listen. Because as you're moving, somebody else could be moving too. See? So you want to stop every now and then. And just do the knowledge. Remember, 2 weeks ago, I talked about listening. Importance of listening to the sounds and the elements that you're in. Knowing certain calls and, you know, what animals make this type of noise and that type of noise. You got to know these things. very important things for you to know while moving. Noise. Noise attracts attention, especially if there is a sequence of loud noises, such as several snapping twigs. If possible, avoid making any noise. Slow your pace down as much as necessary to avoid making noise when moving around or moving away from possible threats. Using background noises to cover your noise of your movement. Sounds of aircraft, trucks, generators, strong winds, and people talking will cover some or all of the sounds produced by your movement. Rain will mask a lot of movement noise, but it also reduces your ability to detect potential enemy noise. See? So these are just some of the things you have to know. These are some of the things that you have to pay attention to. These are some of the things that you're going to have to utilize when you're out here in the damn woods. Or wherever you may be. Urban environment, woodland environment, jungle environment, desert environment, it does not matter. You're going to have to utilize these skills. Now, next week, we will get into scent and methods of stalking your enemy. Now, I'm not teaching no damn body how to be no serial rapist or serial killer. We're talking about dealing with our enemy, the white man, the white woman, and the white devilish cracker baby. So, yes, we're going to get into some methods of stalking your enemy, understanding the process of stalking, because somebody could be stalking you. And with that being said, black family, I love you more than you hate your black self and me. Thank you for listening to the King Samir Black Survival and Civilization class. Now I want to go to the phone lines to see if we have any callers. Very quickly, callers, please be quick. If you have any questions or comments, or if you got some jewels you want to bring to the class, 713-955-0707 is the call-in number. Press 1 if you're ready to build. Let's go to the line.
Yeah, appreciate you. We don't have any callers.
All right. All righty. Well, I guess this will wrap up tonight's session. And please, family, pay attention to everything that was said today. Because I'm not playing. I'm dead ass serious. Time for you agent motherfuckers to die. For you deceitful, degenerate motherfuckers to die. Because there's people out here that are giving everything they have for our freedom and our liberation, and you niggas are just playing. And we're tired of you playing. Wake up, clean up, and stand up. Wukusu. Black Power family, tune in next week right here on Do the Knowledge Radio, p.m. Eastern Time. Salute.
Remember, summer's full of ballin' and heavy mob calling your
Bands on the trampoline, tightest pockets I ever seen. Colder than North Germany. Crime waves, he's painting the street burgundy. Due to lack of currency, know why that ain't concerning me.
I don't tell my hood, I ain't even staying in America. Nope, nope.
Marines, it's crazy it seems. I'm in the spirit of Bianca having bad dreams. How you gonna join the invaders, huh? Forcing us to label you a traitor. And what an accusation to carry in the code of a revolutionary. That's a death wish. Signed your name to hell's death list, huh? The crackers gonna leave your ass breathless. Wasn't that for the same folk that whipped our back. Cause you thinking that you protecting where your mama at. I know, don't get it twisted on the southern dude. Your hood, real chatter, I'm good, you know why?
Cause I ain't even staying in America, nope, nope. Cause I ain't even staying in America, nope, nope.
Marcus Messiah Garvey,
Ashe.
The Honorable Elijah Muhammad,
Ashe.
Dr. John Henry Clark,
Ashe.
Queen Hatshepsut,
Ashe.
King Taharka,
Ashe.
Yah Santewa,
Ashe.
King Tiaki,
Ashe.
Queen Nzinga,
Ashe.
And all the great African warrior ancestors, come alive and be my God, Ashe.
They wanna say we all brothers.
RBG, Repack Nation is the situation. You know how I do it, cuz. Going straight for the throat.
My Repack Nation makes you move. Hurrah.
Uh-huh.
Hurrah. I swear for God, my chef's gonna set it on fire.
Once I got knowledge of self, I started doing well. Yeah, I know I'm a god. Yeah, the planet is ours. Messenger told us America is the poet's part. Still, we show no regard. We used to living hard. Begging the enemy for security to a job. Turn that shit down. Turn that pot up. This for my sisters who cut them perms and locked up. Overstanding that Euro standard is not us. Bruh, that homosexual glamour is not us. We the kings and the queens. The gods and the goddess. God be whirlwind returning, fulfilling the promise. It's your crib, huh? No doubt. Them pests and pests you have. How you gonna kick them out, huh?
See, I ain't cutting that. I ain't cutting that. And when I leave this time, I ain't coming back. I see the first thing smoking, I'm on the front of that. Cause I ain't cutting that. And I ain't cutting this. You say you saving this country, you on some bullshit. Must have forgot about the slave ships.
We was navigators, like some of us is in cahoots with these wicked invaders. Make your alliance clear, what side you choosing? Traitor affiliations, inherit retribution. Instead of stand and be strong, you trying to get along and criticize a G, wanna hate on my song. Like Obama was right and Mugabe was wrong, but Babylon, your home, so your options is gone. Making deals with the devil, go do the research. Go and study his nature, he the skunk of the earth. They hold agenda to see you laying dead in the hearse. The only deal he gon' honor is they survival first. See, they your rivals first, polar opposite. I know it hurt to see cave dwellers on top of shit. White or black, you a rap when the tsunamis hit. Don't build no nation within the nation's apocalypse, bro. See, I ain't cutting that.
Celebrate the victory.